In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you had come expecting a guest preacher this evening, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Christoph Schuller rang yesterday morning to say that he has the flu, and so we sent him our prayers and our best wishes, and I'm afraid then you're stuck with me. Well, that'll be a good start for Lent, won't it? Our pilgrimage of Lent is in many ways a journey towards self-knowledge. Like any journey, parts of it will be tedious and painful as we discover uncomfortable aspects of ourselves. But equally, a sense of liberation and peace are to be found when we discover ourselves as we are. There is a great liberation when we accept ourselves. With all our good points as well as our bad ones, there is no longer any need to pretend to ourselves that we are any better than we really are. There is no longer any need to try and act as if we were different. We can then stand before God in a realistic frame of mind, for he knows our true selves, and he accepts us as we are. Of that, there can be no question or doubt. Lent is a time to discover this self as God knows him or her. The old custom of fasting or giving up something for Lent is not an exercise in puritanical distaste for the pleasures of life. It is not an exercise in heroic piety. It is an attempt to discover what really matters to us. How much we depend on certain things, or whether we can actually get along without them. And discovering what matters to us tells us a lot about ourselves. That is what Lenten abstinence is for, as we heard Jesus telling the crowds. It has nothing to do with being holier than others. In a few moments, I will invite you to receive a small quantity of ash as a token of repentance and self-awareness. Not to suggest that we are being super Christian or extra pious. It would be a terrible thing if this sign of repentance became an occasion for the sin of pride. In many parts of the church, there is a suspicion of outward signs. And indeed, they are not good if they are simply a substitute for what is in our hearts and our minds. But outward signs are important too. Many of us wear a ring to show that we are married. It is an outward sign of something we feel inside us. And so too, the imposition of ashes, like fasting, helps us to discover truths about ourselves in ways that do not depend on our conscious minds and on our power of speech. The ash is a reminder of our mortality. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. An important corrective to any ideas about our own importance. The ashes, as you will know, are made from the crosses used on Palm Sunday last year. An impressive reminder of how the world welcomes Christ when it seems to suit its purposes, but is ready to reject him if its ideas do not tally with God's will. It points to the way hopes and dreams that are not founded on God's will are doomed to turn to dust and ashes. These may well be some of the points we arrive at on our journey through Lent. Some new insights about ourselves that may cause us to change direction. They will then be turning points. An apt place to arrive at in Lent, because turning around what you do at a turning point is simply another name for repentance.